This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The counting of votes for the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana has been concluded. In Haryana, the Bharatiya Janata Party secured a majority in the 90-member legislative assembly, winning 48 seats and achieving a third consecutive term, while the Indian National Congress captured 37 seats. The Indian National Lok Dal won 2 seats and 3 independent candidates emerged victorious. In high-profile constituencies, BJP leader and Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini won the Lardwa seat. Former minister and veteran BJP leader Anil Vij defeated independent candidate Chitra Sarwara in Ambala Cant. Former Chief Minister and Congress leader Bhupinder Singh Hooda won the Gadhi Sampla Kiloi seat in Rohtak. Congress candidate and wrestler Vinesh Fogart triumphed in the Julana constituency. Meanwhile, in Jammu and Kashmir, the National Conference Congress Alliance is set to form the next government, surpassing the halfway mark with 48 seats in the 90-member assembly. The National Conference secured 42 seats, while its alliance partner, the Indian National Congress, won 6 seats. The BJP won 29 seats. The Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party, PDP, secured 3 seats, while the Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference, Communist Party of India, Marxist and the Aam Aadmi Party each won 1 seat. Independents claimed 7 seats. Former Chief Minister and National Conference leader Omar Abdullah won from both the Budgam and Gandharbal constituencies. In a significant setback, PDP leader Iltija Mufti, daughter of party chief Mehbooba Mufti, was defeated in Bejbehara. BJP state president Ravinder Raina also lost in Nowshera. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that for the third consecutive term, the BJP has achieved victory in the Haryana assembly elections. Addressing party workers at BJP headquarters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said, "The land of the Gita, truth, development and good governance have won and all communities voted to the BJP." He noted that after decades of wait, finally peaceful assembly elections were held in Jammu and Kashmir, votes were counted and results were declared. He emphasized that among all the parties that contested elections in Jammu and Kashmir, the BJP has emerged as the largest party in terms of vote share. The Election Commission has rejected Congress leader Jairam Ramesh's claim of inordinate delay in updating results of the Haryana Assembly elections on its website. The Commission termed the claims as ill-founded and said that the data of all 25 rounds across the constituencies were being updated every 5 minutes, which justifies dissemination of counting process in a speedy manner. PM Modi will lay the foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,600 crore rupees in Maharashtra through video conferencing today. The projects include the upgradation of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar International Airport at Nagpur and the new integrated terminal building at Shirdi Airport. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the Indian Institute of Skills, IIS, Mumbai, with an aim to create an industry-ready workforce. PM Modi will also inaugurate the Vidya Samiksha Kendra that is expected to provide students, teachers and administrators with access to crucial academic and administrative data through live chatbots such as Smart Upasthiti, Swadhyaya, among others. PM Modi will embark on a 2-day visit to Vientiane in Laos from tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 21st ASEAN-India Summit and the 19th East Asia Summit with Laos as the current chair of ASEAN. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi yesterday. On this occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty was honored with the Dada Saheb Phalke Lifetime Achievement Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. Addressing the gathering, the president congratulated actor Mithun Chakraborty for receiving the award. The president also appreciated the awarded films, stating that these films will bring a positive change in society. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India will face Sri Lanka in their third Group A match this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 PM IST. In the other match, South Africa will take on Scotland, starting at 3:30 PM Indian Standard Time. Both matches will be played in Dubai. Yesterday, Australia defeated New Zealand by 60 runs in Sharjah. And that is the end of this news bulletin.